In business, very few succeed without confidence, yet we all have moments from our first job to even seasoned leaders where we are uncertain in our ability to take on new challenges. There is no magic cure or drug that can create immunity to these bouts of insecurity in work or life, but they don't have to hold you back. Hi, I'm Mary Michael. Welcome to the Innovate Your Life podcast. This is a weekly podcast where we are constantly inventing through actionable insights to live your best life. Join our weekly podcast for inspirational stories and mini innovative blueprints that can help you reach your goals further and faster. For those that are new to Innovate Your Life podcast, I'm your host, Mary Michael. A little about me. I'm an innovator, a mom, a professional, and constantly finding little mini blueprints on making life better. And my mission is to help you live your best life, and not just professionally, but also in all aspects. For 2019 Innovate Your Life podcast with Team Mary Michael, we'll be focusing on your professional life. Our podcasts and other offerings will be circling around bringing up your professional life to the next level. To start off, what potential goals that you can bring to your professional life in 2019? Have you thought of find your why and career passion? Find your alternative careers, same careers in a different industry. Maybe you're planning out a very long term and a pursuit of your happiness. Maybe you're changing your field. Maybe you're strategizing for a promotion. Maybe you can find a position that you're passionate about. Maybe you want to become an entrepreneur. Maybe you want to work for a company that you aspire for. All of these items we're going to be talking about in our podcast this year, and we hope you join us. So if this is something you're interested in, stay tuned. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Innovate Your Life with Mary Michael. Thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Mary Michael, and I'm here to help you win at life through many innovative blueprints to support your efforts to save time and energy and do more of what you love to do in life. Today, we're talking about confidence. We've come up with 10 ways to work on confidence. Think of confidence like one of those muscle groups. You got to work on it just like all those other muscle groups in your body. I also say in my business life, we need a degree of confidence. Seriously, why don't they teach you this in school or college? I wish I had a class on confidence. In business, very few succeed without confidence, yet we all have moments from our first job to even seasoned leaders where we are uncertain in our ability to take on new challenges. There is no magic cure or drug that can create immunity to these bouts of insecurity in work or life, but they don't have to hold you back. So I love this quote by Tony Schwartz. He says, confidence equals security equals positive emotion equals better performance. Now, Tony Schwartz is the president and CEO of the Energy Project and author of Be Excellent of Anything, The Four Keys to Transforming the Way We Work and Live. So once again, Tony Schwartz says, confidence equals security equals positive emotion equals better performance. But yet he also says that insecurity plagues consciously or subconsciously every human being I've ever met. So how do we overcome this self-doubt? It starts by taking a true assessment of your abilities or shortcomings or weaknesses, however you want to call them, and then getting comfortable enough to benefit from them. So here's how to do it and get that confidence into a workout schedule. And so we constantly create a building cycle on pumping up our confidence. So are you ready to work on that confidence? Okay, I'm so pumped. Let's get into this. So here are 10 ways that I've identified to give that confidence workout. That's right. We need to work on our confidence. So let's get going. All right. So some of you may be driving to work. This is a great way to start listening and visualizing how you're going to start to stay in that confidence lane. Ready? So number one, stay in your bubble and stand up for yourself. Stay in that bubble, is what I told an athlete as she ran her first marathon. Don't compare yourself to others that may pass you. You are in this for yourself. This is your race, not anybody else's race. So what does that get down to? Don't care about what others think about you. That's right. How many times have you been told that you can't achieve a goal? Was it a rejection from your employer? Maybe it was a rejection from a school. Was it negative feedback from your family or friends? People have opinions and biases, and they are probably more insecure than you. So they may have said your goal is crazy, or you're just not ready for it, or you just can't do it, so don't try. So get some noise blocking headphones and stay in that bubble. While everyone is telling you the odds are against you, chances are they're probably very wrong. As most people are, they're wrong. So don't listen to them and stay in your bubble and keep going. Question that. Question what they are saying and constantly come back with more evidence to show that you are right. So don't listen to them, stay in your bubble and keep going. If you think you can, you can. Just like Disney said, if you can dream it, you can do it. So talking about staying in that bubble, I want you to question your inner critic. I want you to kill those negative thoughts. Some of our worst comments come from ourselves. That little voice that says you can't do it. We all struggle with this. Let's be real. When we are fired, or better said, laid off, someone has said something to you at work, that little inner critic comes out and it becomes a total overactive and inaccurate little, let's just use a nice little word here, jerk. So what are some strategies to shut up that inner critic and keep that overactive, inaccurate inner critic down or off? So the first way is to look for some evidence to support or deny things that your inner critic is telling you. What evidence is there to support the thought that I am a failure? Or even better, what evidence shows that I am not a failure, but a total superstar? So are you ready? Let's complete this sentence. I am not a failure because I didn't land a deal, but I found 10 other opportunities and potential leads today. I am awesome. So look for those negative little bugs and kill them with that positive bug spray. That's right. Don't let them get past you. Replace it with a positive thought. Also, reward your small little successes and stay in that bubble. So stay in that little bubble. Every mile my athlete ran during that half marathon, I told her, do a little happy jump and visualize success at every mile. So don't focus excessively on whether you do or you don't have the ability. Think instead about the value you provide. That's another way to think about it in business. So think long term. So this is number two. Think long term. Chase your happiness, create goals for the long term. Unhappiness decisions are made for short-term comfort and compete our long-term goals. Discipline yourself to think more important about long-term goals than short-term comfort. Goals require sacrifices, but pay off with pride and feeling of worth after it is completed. So what will it feel like to cross the finish line of a half marathon? The race is the easy part. It takes about 16 to 20 weeks of training. That's the hard part, but it's totally worth it to get there in the end, knowing that you've completed a goal. So what will it feel like to go on vacation? Can we just push a little bit farther to get that rest week? So lay that foundation. Where do you want to go? What goals are you looking to do this year? And can you visualize that success? Number three is visualize yourself as what you want to be. So visualize you and how you want to be. So there's a great quote by Napoleon Hill that says, what the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve it. So what the mind can conceive and believe can achieve. We used to have to visualize in swimming. I would visualize what success meant. Every day before swim practice, I would have to visualize what it meant to swim well. I would visualize my race and from time. So visualizing a race from start to finish, end to end. So from the time I walked up to the block, entered the water, made the first stroke, made the first breath, the flip turn, and touched the wall. That all had to be visualized step by step of how I was going to visualize that success. So flash forward to today. before I set the stage, enter the stage or get on stage to make a big presentation and get the audience engaged, I visualize what it means to people to get them motivated, to get great work done, and to truly be great leaders. I visualize being able to relay that message and slowing down to hit those key points. I may not be perfect. I may make a mistake along the way, but that's okay. I'm going to get there somehow and ultimately deliver the message that needs to be delivered to allow others to get what they need in life to be successful. So visualization is a technique of seeing an image in your mind or yourself that you can be proud or honored by. Practicing visualizing is an awesome version of yourself, and it helps you achieve those goals. Number four is what I call get or done. So getting things done builds up confidence. So not just like checking a list, but actually completing your goals. Confidence is built on accomplishments, but to get to those goals, you got to break it down into little smaller chunks, and along the way, you're going to get there. So no matter if you achieve a small or a big goal, reward yourself along the way, and this will start to feel better. So just like Michael Hyatt's focus planner, it begins with your day-to-day goals. What do you need to accomplish today? Then it thinks bigger, the week, the next 3 days. What will help you meet that goal? Then it thinks even bigger to monthly, biannual, and yearly goals. Reward progress and do retrospectives. Remember, big changes don't happen overnight. Set ambitious goals you believe you can meet. What are you waiting for? Let's start getting to writing those goals down. Believe in yourself. You can get planners everywhere, from Etsy to the local bookstore to Michael Hyatt's Full Focus Planner. Just start writing them down. Don't wait another day. Talking about getting her done, or getting it done, as we say in slang, get her done. Do you do affirmations? Do you allow yourself to affirm your beliefs? So I know a lot of podcasters talk about affirmations, but affirmations are positive and uplifting statements that we say to ourselves. This is a powerful tool to not only getting work done, but starting your day off right. We believe whatever we tell ourselves constantly. So inside our head, we constantly have this dialogue with ourselves. And the more we can say positive beliefs and affirmations, it's going to change the way we think and act in this world and be an agent of change. So if you tell yourself when you are on a video how much you hate your image, change it to appreciate that you are delivering a message. So I know we all hate getting in front of a video camera. I know I don't like being on video. I know almost everybody probably has that at some point, but we just have to get over it and realize that we are delivering a message to help others and serve others. So let your brain accept positive statements more quickly and start questions with a positive. Why am I good at blank? So why am I good at what I do? Our brains are wired to seek questions without analyzing if the question is true or not. Maybe that is why we have maybe a problem with fake news. I don't know what it is, but this is how our brain is wired, is why am I good at what I do? How can you start putting that question together and allowing our brain to go a little bit wild on analyzing what we're good at? Hey, it's Mary Michael here. While we take a little break from the show, I thought I would share with you a super helpful resource I created for you. It is a resume template to allow you to be a rock star in your next interview. I've actually tested this resume and got hundreds of compliments, and I've also shared this resume with many of my colleagues. I want to share it with you, and it's completely free. So what makes this resume so unique? It's in PowerPoint, so it's really easy to use. It showcases your skills in an easy to digest format for the reader. It's eye-catching and helps you stand out. So have I convinced you to go check out this resume for free? It is located on the show notes of this episode, but you can also go to www.innovateyourlife.today and click on blueprints in the menu bar. Once again, that's www.innovateyourlife.today and click on blueprints in the menu bar. All right, let's get back to the show. So number five, be fearless and do one thing that scares you every day. So do one thing that scares you every day. We are all afraid to fail. It cripples innovation. Thomas Edison took 1,000 tries before he made his innovation of a light bulb work. Imagine a world with no light if he had stopped. If you are insecure, guess what? The rest of the world is too. Do not overestimate the competition and underestimate yourself. You are better than what you think. So guess what? The best way to overcome that fear is do one thing that scares you every day. From experimenting to is one way of gaining that confidence, is constantly testing, constantly experimenting. From each experience that you have, you will see your self-confidence come to a whole new level. So get out of that comfort zone and start getting comfortable being uncomfortable. Number six is set yourself up for the win. You can't wake up one morning and say, I'm going to run a marathon. Okay, unless you are having a midlife crisis, as most of my athletes said when they realized they wanted to do an Ironman, one of the hardest races in the world, with years of being chained to a desk. Yes, they moved to another coach because willing to take their money. And within 2 months, they had increased their mileage way too much and too soon that they actually injured themselves and were totally deflated. So did they set themselves up to win? No. So instead, start with a simple 5K is what I would say. Then build up to a 10K. Then from each of those tiny successes, keep on going for the longer win if that's truly what your goal is to do an Ironman triathlon. So once you have a stream of success, then you can start to feel good about yourself. You can move on to harder goals and keep on going up to that next level. So instead of to-do lists, create I did list. So redirect on major accomplishments to reinforce those skills. So instead of those to-do lists, start creating I did lists to start focusing on those little small wins throughout your day. Number seven is help someone else. When we help someone else, we forget about ourselves and we feel grateful for what we have. We also make a difference. So instead of focusing on your weakness, support someone else. Become a mentor, become a teacher. Maybe you can even look at other colleagues and figure out how you can help them make an opportunity. So for instance, listen to someone today. And if you hear for an opportunity, help make a connection. Put in a good word for them. Number eight is track your progress. So break those goals down into smaller chunks and track them. So I love the app Strava. I track my health and fitness goals on that app so I can see my progress not only from a daily, but a weekly standpoint and then from a yearly standpoint. For work, we use a methodology called Agile, and this is another way to break a project into bite-sized projects and then put them into sprint cycles of accomplishment. Then we look back at the progress and determine what we can do better each time. To try and quantify your accomplishments, the number of features that were created, the number of applications you're submitting, the number of face-to-face meetings, all of this is a great way to track progress. Monitor that progress, determine what's working and not working. There's also a method that I call 555. So when you're trying to accomplish a career change, or maybe you're trying to get a job, or you're trying to track your progress in your business, each week I tried to put numbers into five. So maybe you want to try and make 5 phone calls this week. Maybe you want to try and send out 5 resumes and 5 emails. You put a name to it, you put a number to it, and start tracking progress to it. Number nine is exercise. So while I know we're all in different journeys of our life, exercise, I can't stress the importance of it. So you always want to talk to your doctor before you start any type of exercise routine and make sure that it's right for you. So there are known benefits in physical health that helps not only general health, but it also helps confidence and supports that confidence building, just like we just talked about in the beginning of this episode where I said confidence is like a muscle. You got to work on it every day. So just like in an airplane, they say put on your oxygen mask before helping others. That's what I think of exercise as. So every day, what some of my colleagues may see me do is that during my lunch hour, it's what I call me hour, where I will sneak down to the gym that's in our office. And basically I will, or maybe if I'm working from home that day, what I will do is I'll sneak down to the gym and I will actually take care of myself for that hour, where I disconnect from everybody. I put the cell phone down. I get on the treadmill, or I may get on downstairs. I have a stationary bike, and I get away from everybody, and I just go. And while I'm doing that, I notice that exercising kind of helps my memory retention and increases my focus. It helps me manage my stress. And, you know, other health benefits as well, too, is that it's proven to kind of prevent depression from happening. So by staying active and taking time for myself, it actually helps me become a better leader and builds up my confidence when I'm about ready to go into another stressful meeting where I have to make decisions. And what I notice is that when you don't have an excess of energy, it is so much harder to be anxious. There's nothing to draw upon because I just spent it all in that 1 hour, in that 30 minutes of exercise, getting that cardio up. And what it also teaches you is it teaches you to be uncomfortable and improves every aspect of your life because you've put a little bit of stress on your life, a little bit of stress on that heart, a little bit of stress on that cardio to obviously, you know, increase your ability to feel that uncomfortable, but making it in general, working on that confidence and kind of pushing yourself to the next limit. So number 10 is doing more of what makes you happy. So what makes you happy? So I always like to say, where is your happy place? And as Bob Ross would say, when he got into his oil paintings, and Bob Ross is the painter on the public broadcast network, where he would, or PBS as they like to call it, where he would paint and he would get into his little world, and as he would paint, he would have what they would call Bobisms, and he would be very happy while he was painting a little tree. And one of his best quotes was, "We don't make mistakes, just happy little accidents." So doing more of what you like to do in your spare time. So whatever it is that you love to do, you just want to create a space for it, because life is too short and we all need time to recharge and be our best selves. And I think as a busy mom and a professional, I sometimes forget to go into my happy place. I know that I get very drawn into what I'm doing to try and not only change what I do at work, but I also get drawn into my family life. And sometimes I forget to take a break. And I think we've all been there, where you just kind of get strung out at some point, where you just say, can I just check out for like 10 minutes, just to have 10 minutes to myself where I'm not hearing screaming or crying or having to deal with a high pressure decision. So always creating that space for yourself. And even if it's like a 10 minute short break, or maybe it's that hour of exercise, just do more of what makes you happy, because that's what makes us more happier in the world. So those are the 10 tips. Let's just review them really, really quickly. So number one is stay in your bubble and don't forget to stand up for yourself. So shut that little negative inner critic down, kill those negative thoughts, stay in your bubble. Number two is to think long term. So chase your happiness, create goals for the long term. Number three is to visualize you and how you want to be. So remember we said that Napoleon Hill said, what your mind can conceive and believe you can achieve. So number four is get things done. Confidence is built on accomplishment. So think about taking those big goals and breaking them down smaller to get everything done. Also, as you think about getting it done, do you do affirmations? Do you allow yourself to believe in positive, uplifting statements about yourself and the work that you do? Number five, to be fearless and do one thing that scares you every day. We're all afraid to fail. It cripples our innovation. So get comfortable and get out of that comfort zone and get uncomfortable being uncomfortable. Number six is to set yourself up for the win. So how are you going to set yourself up for the win? What are you going to do to constantly build upon those little small wins? Number seven is help someone else. Have you thought about helping someone else? Can you become a support for someone? Can you listen to someone and help them make an opportunity or connection today? Eight, can you track your progress? Think about how you can start to quantify your accomplishments. Think of like the number of features you created, or the number of applications you're submitting, or the number of face-to-face meetings. Also trying the 5-5-5 method of trying to accomplish a career change or track progress. Each week, try and set up 5 phone calls, send 5 resumes, send 5 emails, you name it, and put a number to it. Number 9 is exercise. So we talked about some of the physical benefits and making sure that you save a little bit of time each day to make sure you're getting that physical health and getting that blood to the brain to help memory retention, improve focus, and manage that stress. And number 10, do more of what makes you happy. So whatever you love to do, make sure you create space for it, because life is too short and we all need to recharge and be the best we can be. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for joining our episode, and we'll hope to see you next time. You have been listening to the Innovate Your Life with Mary Michael. Tune in again to learn more about how you can innovate your life and realize your purpose and dreams and live your best life. Visit www.innovateyourlife.today. A special thanks to those that make this show possible. Our show is produced by Melissa, the master artist. Our co-host is Linda, the collaborator, catalyst, and connector. And our show is recorded and edited in the spare time of Mary Michael. Thanks again, and we'll see you soon.